This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We continue today a study in which we've been involved the past few times on the all-important question, what must I do to be saved? We use as a scriptural background to raise this question the 16th chapter of Acts and verse 31, in which the jailer of Philippi asked the question, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And the answer of Paul and Silas, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved, thou and thy house." And they spake the word of the Lord unto him with all that were in his house. Now what we've been involved in is showing not only that one must believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, but that there is more taught in the word of God, which Paul and Silas spake to this man, with which one must comply in order to be saved. We have pointed out that men are saved by grace, but not by grace only. That men are saved by grace without some works, but not without all works altogether. That there are some works involved in the plan of salvation. We have pointed out that the Bible plainly teaches that men are saved by faith, but we have also shown that the same Bible teaches that we are not saved by dead faith, James chapter 2, verse 26, nor is anyone saved by faith only, James chapter 2, verse 24. And now we continue, as we note, even though the Bible plainly teaches that we are saved by faith, it does not teach we're saved at the point of faith. That is, no one is saved immediately when he believes. The expression by faith does not mean what many people have concluded it does mean. That it means the very moment, the very split second, as some say, one believes, then he is saved. But I call your attention to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 30, where the Bible says, "By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been compassed about 7 days." Note that by the grace of God, Joshua chapter 6 and verse 2, the Lord had said he would give that city to the Israelites. Now they did not earn the city, but God gave it to them by his grace. And the Bible in the New Testament shows that they received it by faith. But note they did not receive that blessing immediately when they believed. They did not receive it, as a matter of fact, until after they had compassed about the city 7 days. Therefore, the expression by faith does not necessarily entail the idea that one receives the blessing which God has offered the very moment he believes. As a matter of fact, one is not saved by faith until he enters the Lord Jesus Christ. No one is saved by faith out of Christ. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 10, the Bible declares, "Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory." Note the plain statement, salvation is in Christ. Further, we find in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 that reconciliation unto God is in Christ. In the light of these two passages, then, it should be clear to us all that if one is not in Christ, he is not saved. And if one is not in Christ, he is not reconciled unto God. Now this simply means that one remains in his sin so long as he remains out of Christ. Now let's note then the all-important question as to how one gets into Christ. In Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27, the Bible plainly teaches, "So then you're all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ did put on Christ." It is therefore clear that so long as one is unbaptized, he remains a child of the devil and not a child of God. He remains out of Christ where salvation is, and he has not put on Christ. He has not clothed himself with Christ, but is still clothed, therefore, with the filthy rags of his own sin. Be with us next time as we continue this very important study of what must I do to be saved.